Hello, cousins. This is Chill Wills. You'll soon be seeing me on ABC in a new series called The Rounders. But right now, I want to thank this station for giving me the chance to remind you good people that it's back to school time again. And a lot of little folks are going for the first time. And that means that we motorists have to keep a close lookout when we're driving near a school or a playground. So let's all drive with extra caution and give these children that extra chance to get a lot of learning. For years to come, too. Thank you, cousin.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
Vous venez d'entendre On ne badine pas avec l'amour d'Alfred.
And just issued by the Home Office stresses that there is no general danger.
Horns a poppin'. Yes, the corn's really poppin'. So while it's hot, let's pass the butter as we join the group All America has voted the musical morons most likely to succeed, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Gass. And speaking of gas, here's the one and only, in fact, the matchless, the man to touch it off, Spike Jones and the City Slicker.
What's the idea? We're playing blues and you're playing a concerto.
Well, look what it says here. Paganini.
That's not Paganini. That's page 9.
Country tour of ours, we've endeavored to fit our music to our surroundings. Tonight, we're broadcasting on the banks of the historic James River. So in honor of the James River, here are the City Slickers with Jack Golly, our saxophone virtuoso, seated at the console of his trusty busher, in our version of the Blue Danube.
the years have come and the years have gone, but the oft-told tale is not true. For of all the things the Danube is, the Danube is not blue.
The Danube is green.
Spo-lash.
But for it ain't green.
To rise.
Green as a bean.
Shine
blue. It ain't not marine.
Rough.
The blueberry looks a little purple. Though your maple syrup looks a little purple. Don't believe what you have heard or you have saw. Danube isn't blue, it's green.
Oh, Danube is green as the grass in the spring. It's as green as the dollar you spend on the fling. It's as green as the paint you put in the screen. Oh, the blue of the Danube is greener than green.
The Danube isn't blue.
Am I blue?
No.
Danube has another hue.
Who?
Me?
Who?
Fine, we all came clean.
Be all.
The Danube isn't blue.
Chance to meet an old friend, one whom we admire as a great guy as well as a wonderful musician. Nobody else but Alec Templeton. Alec, you were a guest on our program only 4 weeks ago. What brings you back again?
I couldn't believe it the first time.
Alec, my music isn't unusual. Why, there's nothing that the New York Philharmonic can play that I can't play.
That's right. I can just see Toscanini coming onto your podium and saying, Signor Sitti Slicarini, I want the crescendo on the cowbells, also on the washboards. I want a on the auto horn, and I want the sax section molto crescendo, molto ritardando, e molto lombardo.
You're right, Alec. I've heard him say it many times. Alec, you know, your piano playing is a little unpredictable, too. When you play, no one knows what's going to happen. Grieg might meet Gershwin, or Beethoven might meet Boogie Woogie.
Well, that's just what might happen now, Spike. Let's ask four people in the audience to give me two popular and two classical tunes, and I'll put them all together. The four in one. Let's have a popular tune first.
Two front teeth.
Two front teeth.
What?
Two front teeth.
Two front teeth. Now a classical one.
Classical number?
Chopin's Nocturne. Two front teeth. Another popular tune.
My Darling.
My Darling. Two front teeth, Chopin's Nocturne, and another classical one.
One more classical, ladies and gentlemen. Hungarian Rhapsody?
Hungarian Rhapsody.
Hungarian Rhapsody, Alex.
All I Want for Christmas, My Darling, and the Nocturne of Chopin.
Thank you.
Are you going to practice with a song, Professor?
Not today, Spike. Today I have a story that was inspired by your recording of You Wanna Buy a Bunny. It's about a little rabbit who was a very happy little rabbit. He didn't have a care in the world. He had a lot of money in the rabbit bank, and he was so happy, but he was hungry. So he looked out of his window, and it was a beautiful night to get something to eat. There were stars in the sky and snow on the green meadows and trees growing around his house like that. He said, I'll go get something to eat. So he started off through the green meadows, a very happy little rabbit, the lippity-dop, lippity-dop. He came to a tree, and leaning against the tree was another little rabbit, and this little rabbit was going... So the first rabbit says, what's the matter, buddy? Don't you feel so good? The other rabbit says, no, I feel horrible, horrible. He says, what's the trouble? He says, well, I haven't eaten for 5 days. For 5 days you haven't eaten? That's too bad. You come with me. I know just the place to go. So they started off together, the two of them. The one in front who felt good going, lippity-dop, lippity-dop. And the one behind who didn't feel so good going, loppity-dop, loppity-dop. Well, they went down to Farmer Brown's cabbage patch. Farmer Brown owned a cabbage patch nearby, and each one had one radish and one turnip and one piece of lettuce, see? So the first rabbit who felt bad before, he felt good. He said, oh, this is swell. Let's have another feast tomorrow night. And they said, okay. And they shook paws to make a deal. And the next night, I started off again, two of them, very happy, lippity-dop, and they came to a tree, and leaning against the tree was another little rabbit, and this little rabbit was going, so the first two rabbits says, what's the matter, buddy? Don't you feel so good? And the other rabbit says, no, I feel horrible, ghastly, gruesome. He said, what's the trouble? He said, well, I haven't eaten for 10 days. For 10 days, you haven't eaten. That's too bad. You come with us. We know just a place to go. They started off again, three of them. The two in front of felt going, lippity-dop. One behind her didn't feel so good going, well, pretty loud, pretty loud. So they went down to Farmer Brown's cabbage patch, and each one had one radish and one turnip and one piece of lettuce. So the first rabbit felt bad before he felt good. Oh, this is swell. This is done. Okay, and they shook by the neck. That's three little rabbits. Lippity loud. They came to a tree, and leaning against the tree with another little rabbit. This little rabbit goes, oh, so the first three rabbits, what's the matter? But it was going to be horrible. What's the trouble? I mean, for 100 days, what's the matter? Start four, living in, and the one behind her didn't feel, well, pretty loud. But each one had one radish and one next. 12 little rabbits. One rabbit goes, oh, millions of rabbits. This kept up. And every night they meet a new little rabbit until pretty soon there were thousands of rabbits. Although each one only has one radish and one turnip and one piece of lettuce, it cuts down on the vegetables. They disappear. Go on. Whew. Farmer Brown couldn't figure it out. He just didn't know where all his vegetables were going. But we know, don't we?
Yes, this is Spike Jones. You say you're listening to a musical quiz program and you want to know the name of the mystery tune they're playing? Are you kidding? We don't even know the name of the tune we're playing.
By the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and me, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will sink or swim.
And we'll float and play around the water,
over and under, and then up forever. Pie's rich, pie's rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Welcome to the Big Band Swings Show from the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built hotel, Biltwell, on this lovely evening from 88.7. Also, you can catch us on the web at krvs.org. And that was taken from a European broadcast from the Armed Forces Network out of Munich with Spike Jones and the program Carnes of Poppin. Good evening, and thanks for joining us. Now we're going to stay in Europe for a 1928 session with Victor Marceau, accordion, and Jean Gott who is also known as Django Reinhardt, and a gentleman by the name of Brady, who plays the whistle. Oh, and Django is not on guitar on this cut. He is playing the banjo. Let's listen to Moi Aussi. Sways, the Glenn Miller Way. Thank you. lovely moon out tonight here at the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built Hotel Built Well. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Thanks for listening in this evening on 88.7. Perhaps you're picking us up on the web at krvs.org. Perhaps you're listening on a podcast that you snagged from the website krvs.org. Glad to have you along. Glad to have you listening and enjoying some music from Count Basie now. And Helen Humes will sing If I Could Be With You Just 1 Hour Tonight. And as somebody used to tell me, if was a skiff, we'd go sailing. Sail away.
Month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away and the sun peeps through. May express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got the song that I sing, I can make the rainbow. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Oh, what a world, what a life, I'm in love. Lucky me, can't you see that I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Go for all the gusto. Got that world by a string from Bing Crosby and backed by the Darcy Brothers in 1933. It's a lazy rhapsody as we keep swaying along on Big Band Swings and Sways with Duke Ellington. Big Band Swings program plays Fats Waller, Poor Butterfly.
Music for listening, music for dancing, music for anything on Big Band Swings.
Just in time. Here's the man from Harlem. Oh boy, everybody's breaking out in big grins, not smiles. Cab Calloway.
Gaudy frails chewing on their fingernails. They were waiting for the man from Harlem.
Ah,
oh, drinks were served, 6 bits of throw. Things were moving kind of slow. Everybody's nerves were getting jumpy. You know, people sort of frivolous like that. All at once the room was still. Men forgot all about the bill. Who should enter but the man from Harlem? Why, look at that cat. He's coming here. He's growling. Just let him growl. Getting off a mess, ain't it? Oh, you mugging, Satchel, you mugging. Mugging, so help me. I'm going to tell you more about it. Tell you more about it. Everybody rolled their eyes. Women started heaving sighs. Someone hollered, music, lights, and gin. Come on, let's get out of here. Everybody cleared his face. They had big, broad smiles on every face. How they all loved to see the man from Harlem. Into step. He filled everyone with plenty pep. He'd twist and squirm, it just was a dirty shame. Everyone was in a daze. Women watched him with amaze. Each one said she'd have the man from Harlem. Can you blame him? Can you blame him? Oh, this man's a man. Just let him mug. Corner, there was a couple frills, and it sure did look kind of low. The other cat walked up and said to the man in Harlem, go over there and see what's the matter with them girls there. And he said, oh, kind of low. He said, I got just what you need. Come on, sister, light up one of these weeds and get high and forget about everything. Come on, Zach.
This is Big Band Swings. Our oldies are older, older, older.
When a hog makes a bed, you know the storm is due. When a hog makes a bed, you know the storm is due. When a strange owl will holler, mean bad luck for you. Strange owl holler this morning, twice in front of my back door. Strange owl hollered this morning, twice in front of my back door. I know when he hollered, bad luck coming back once. I got a taxi, take the drive to show me some speed. I got a taxi, take the drive to show me some speed. When Tower brought me bad love, month is what my baby needs. Town, trying to find that good brown of mine. I call over town, trying to find that good brown of mine. He called me from the station, said $50 was my fine. When I got to the station, bad luck was waiting there too. When I got to the station, bad luck was waiting there too. When they need more money, we've got a warrant for you.
Ma Rainey on the Big Band Swings and Sways show, going way back there. Here's a number from Fletcher Henderson with Coleman Hawkins on the reeds. Can you take it? Thank you. from 1931, and you heard Coleman Hawkins in the reed section. He was on clarinet and tenor sax on that, from Fletcher Henderson. Also on the in the trumpet chairs were Russell Smith, Henry Red Allen, and Bobby Stark. And I'm Lee, here in the air chair at the Avocado Room, high-top, well-built Hotel Biltwell. Another session of the Big Band Swings show underway as we go to Chicago for some Jelly Roll Morton. The Smokehouse Blues. I think they left the meat in too long and it dried it out to where it's not even, it's never going to be edible. It's ruined. Jelly Roll Morton. That's it this time. The Smokehouse Blues with Jelly Roll Morton on the Big Band Swings program. Had that meat in there so long it just dehydrated. It was almost about to break my teeth. I found a neat little trick you can take, like if you're crackling or too hard. You dip them, let them soak in some beer, and then they're nice and mushy, and they've got a nice beer flavor to them also. Another helpful and friendly tip from the Big Band Swings program. All started out because of the Smokehouse Blues. Chick Webb was just a band leader. I say he didn't have a lead vocalist at the time when he was doing this. And we will hear from Chick Webb in, when he was without Ella. And then he discovers Ella Fitzgerald. And the next thing you know, everybody remembers Ella, but nobody remembers Chick Webb. So here's some Chick Webb before Ella back in 1934 or so. Let's get together on Big Band Swings. They were known as Chick Webb's Savoy Orchestra. And that was 34. 5 years later, in 39, Ella was with them, and they were Chick Webb and the orchestra. Here is Ella Fitzgerald, Chick Webb, 1939, on the Big Band Swings program, My Heart Belongs to Dad.
To call on young cuties, but now I find I'm more inclined to keep my mind on my duties. Since I began to share in such a sweet love affair, though I'm in love, I'm not above a date with a duke or a caddy. It's just a pose, 'cause my baby knows that my heart belongs to daddy. When some good scout invites me out to dine on some fine fin and haddie, my baby sure his love is secure, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, I'm gonna marry daddy, dad. If you feel romantic, laddie, let me warn you right from the start that my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy belongs to my heart. If you feel romantic, laddie, let me warn you right from the start that my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy belongs to my heart.
Chick Webb drums, leading the band, backing Ella on the Big Band Swings program. I'm never happier than when I'm with you, darling, cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven,
the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to
to take off those gossamer wings and head back to Earth and get ready for some other items coming up from KRVS in Lafayette, Lake Charles.